Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for joining us this morning. Rob Lowe has a show coming up, and it's with his two sons.
And this is a reality show where they're hunting.
Hunting like Sasquatch and ghosts and stuff. It's all things sort of paranormal, I guess. It was funny when we were in Los Angeles last week. There were billboards. I saw a lot of billboards for this show. It debuts, let's see, The Low Files. That's the name of it, The Low Files, The Family Low. Premieres on A&E on Wednesday. So you saw the I saw these promotional things for it everywhere, and it's, you know, him and his two sons, who are grown. I think they're at least in their late teens, if not older. So they did a panel for their new A&E show.
Have you seen these kids yet?
Just the pictures of them on the billboards.
Are they handsome?
They're not Rob Lowe.
They're not.
But they're not.
They're not ugly. They're not.
They're
nice
normal
looking
kids.
Yeah, but Rob Lowe's a model, and so they're normal, huh?
Very normal.
All right.
Like, I would say, I mean, I guess in the grand scheme of things, they're above normal.
Okay.
You know, they're fine. They're
fine.
I mean,
it
looking.
Doesn't matter. I'm just curious. You know, Rob Lowe's your dad.
One of them can be model like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice looking boy.
Oh, yeah. I guess the older one on the left there.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah, they're,
but Matthew
they're good.
And John are
and,
their names.
And do you have their ages used?
One of them was, let's see, Matthew was born in 93. You do the math.
24.
And let's see, John was born in 95.
Oh, all right. 22. So they're early 20s. They're family. He wants to get the kids into the business.
They're pretty unremarkable, though, considering their dad is...
Remarkable.
Is, right.
Good-looking dude. So the show has them investigating mysterious stuff, like Bigfoot and ghosts, and they revealed something. I feel like Charlie Sheen's kind of getting thrown under the bus here.
Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen comes into this story. It came up because Rob's sons said that Rob believes that the moon is hollow. And that one of his famous friends believes it. And so they're like, the panel is asked, well, which of his famous friends? And they go, oh, Charlie Sheen. I feel like Charlie Sheen's like, what? He pulls his head up from like whatever orgy he's at. Maybe he doesn't do that. I'm sorry. I think I heard my name. Which I don't know how. So it sounds like this was just sort of a goofy, jokey panel because nobody really believes that, right?
It's Charlie Sheen.
I don't know what he believes
in that head of his.
Rob clarified that the friend was Charlie, and Rob denied that he believes that the moon is hollow. Rob said, no, it's just Charlie. Charlie believes it. And Rob's son said Charlie had some pretty good talking points about what... I mean, apparently they sat around and discussed that the moon was hollow. So that could be one of their shows. They could go to the moon, drill, see if it's hollow. Rob also admitted that during...
These are people who don't have to be at work at any given time. I mean, if you've got time to stay up late at night.
Talking about whether or not the moon's hollow.
Yeah.
And is it also made of cheese? Rob admitted that over the filming of the show that he communicated with a ghost. He feels that he spoke to a ghost. He said, it was through the ovilus. There is this device you use that can translate spirits can talk through this device.
Is that the little pointy doohickey that comes with a Ouija board?
Is that an ovilus?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I'm going to go with yes. That is what he communicated with them through. He says, don't ask me how. I don't know the science. They should get science people on their show.
Science people don't do it.
Just
go
do it.
To keep busy with curing cancer and other things that ail us. Mm.
So Wednesday.
It looks like a little speaker thing designed to deliver spoken messages from other dimensions.
Or from the guy with the microphone in the room next
sensors.
Door.
Several sensors, yeah. It's unavailable at this time on Amazon.
Oh, you could get it on Amazon, but right now you can't?
We don't know
it's
when
sold
this
out.
Item will be back in stock. It's sold out.
Okay. Well, maybe in time for Christmas so you can speak to your loved ones at Christmas. You know, the obligatory phone call at Christmas time. Imagine if you could talk to ghosts. It would become a chore. If all of a sudden it was like super easy to tell, you'd be like, oh, great, I got to call every dead relative now. At Christmas, not bad enough. I got to talk to the living ones.
Well, worse, they can even see the things that you're doing that you don't want anyone to see,
right? You've been very naughty this year. I told the ghost of Santa Claus that you're getting coal. Anyway, congratulations on your new show, kids. I hope you become as famous as your dad. That'd be great. Believe it or not, some people think that Paris Hilton is so successful at the DJing because she's Paris Hilton. Hmm. And not because she has mad skills, Vinny.
Oh.
So she's clearing it up for everyone.
Is she?
Oh, yeah. So that's...
I love this song.
Can that be turned down? So she... That's her... hit dance song, Stars Are Blind. Can I ask a dumb question? I thought if you were a DJ at a club, you had two turntables and a microphone, and you played one song, and then you sort of mixed the beat of it into the next song, so it seamlessly went into the... I mean, not rocket science, but certainly there's some skill to that.
But these days, they just have their little headphone on and push a button and look like they're doing stuff.
And they look like it, and then the computer kind of takes care of it for them.
Whoa,
or they don't have turntables
on.
At all.
I imagine, though, the work was done at some point in their day that they did mix those songs, choose the songs. I'm not defending it. You would like to see them do that mix live. Yeah. But I imagine they've done something at some point in their day beyond having just hitting Pandora alternative mix and walking away from it to have a smoke. Right?
Maybe. I don't know what goes into it. It doesn't seem like something that is...
I mean, I know I used to work on stations where I would be jocking and it was theater of the mind where you'd be like, all right, DJ Vinny, do your thing. And then really you're pushing in a CD and the DJ will give you all the breaks that you can talk at just like you would here.
Sure. Here.
All the in-betweeners, and then you're just
You're telling me that was a pre-mixed thing that had little spaces where you've got 32 seconds here to do your rap about whatever.
Right.
Hit the post.
And don't forget, I'm handsome and really good at what I do.
Go on, DJ Ben, let's do this! Woo! Yeah! And really, you're sitting there, you know, just jocking.
Right. Right. Well, anyway.
Where was that?
Listen.
Places.
Moving?
In the no.
Was it
just
moving?
Places. There was different places that I worked at.
Oh.
All right.
I have some.
You know we're on camera, right? I don't know if you. The lookers never tell. Go ahead, what?
I have some. I have an example of Paris DJing.
Oh! I would love to hear an example of Paris DJing. Let's hear a little
bit.
So
just keep your
Is there some rap happening too? Is she talking?
Well, I'll pull up the video too, and you can just kind of watch what she does here.
Let's have a look at this.
Here we go.
All right, so she's just dancing, and she looks pretty enough. She looks like Paris Hilton the whole
Paris
time.
Paris Hilton.
Does she talk?
Not
no.
That good.
Oh, I guess I was listening for some talking. Yeah.
But she's not real busy with it. I know when I was younger, the surf shop I worked at, I had obviously, I don't know, employees that worked with me, for me, whatever. And all those kids got into DJing. They're kids. They were like 2 years younger than me, whatever, but... They got into it, but they were buying record collections and turntables.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they still do it, but they went all in.
Yeah.
And this was at the time when kids were going to raves we were going to raves, you know, doing drugs and partying all night. But there's an art to it. I'm sure some people still value that.
Yeah.
And if you're really into that, I imagine you wouldn't go see Paris Hilton probably draws a completely different crowd.
I have no idea.
Only because she's gorgeous. And
that's what I mean.
People want to see that. Yeah. But you can make a lot of money. I know a lot of guys that DJ. It gets confusing because people think this is DJing or whatever. But DJing out in the clubs and events, you can make a lot of money. But you're constantly having to update your equipment. And like you're saying, buying new music.
Well, and these guys had to teach themselves how to do it.
Yeah.
Like they really were doing, I think they were going around doing it for free. Just for an opportunity
to do it
in front of people and sort of work out their thing.
Well, just to make sure that you know it's not, you know, she would be this famous even if her name wasn't Paris Hilton just because she has mad DJing skills.
Right.
She says, in the beginning, I think when everyone heard that Paris Hilton was going to be a DJ, people were like, what? And I understand, unless you knew me, because I've always loved music, I don't blame them. But I've had some of the biggest DJs in the world come to the booth and they watch me just being like, holy, you're actually playing live. So you actually know what you're doing. You're actually better than most guys I've seen play. I love blowing people away, just changing people's minds and showing them that I'm more talent than name. So there you go.
All right.
She is more talent than name.
Well, that's
in the DJ
business. If that's true, good for her.
I agree.
I'm glad
agree completely.
Actually,
I just really wanted to sort of see what you guys' thoughts were on DJs. It seems to me there's not all that much to it, but I guess I'm wrong.
That's Samantha Ronson, who became famous in my head because she was Lindsay Lohan's girlfriend.
Lapdog.
And Mark Ronson's sister.
Well, yeah, I didn't know who Mark
know
Ronson
at
was
all,
yet
right?
at the time. But Mark Ronson, I was just going to say, so Samantha Ronson actually is a DJ, and her brother is a huge producer. My favorite band in the world is Queens of the Stone Age. They're the top,
That's your favorite band.
Currently active band, my favorite is Queens of the Stone Age. Mark Ronson just produced that.
Oh.
He was their producer.
Do you like it?
It's not out yet, but from what I've heard so far, it's excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And the story is they got him because he's different than what they would normally use. And the guy, turns out, is an encyclopedia of the music business. And that's what you really got to be a producer.
Right.
So, you know, they talked about how you can name any album and the dude knows who made it, who performed on it.
Like a savant.
That's his business.
Right.
Is making records. So he has to know, you know, so if someone says, I like this sound from this record.
He can find that
sound. He has to be able to figure out what they did to produce that.
That sounds like this kind of mic with this effects unit.
Seems
like we did a list about 6 months ago about DJs and what they get paid. The club DJs.
Yeah.
Millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Skrillex, Steve Aoki, Tiesto.
See, I don't know.
Calvin
Harris. Know what the difference is between like to me, Calvin Harris is okay. So he might go and DJ in a club, but he composes. Like, is Paris Hilton composing this music and playing it for people? Like, it seems like she's just no. I just don't understand. I guess what the distinction is.
Maybe it depends
or is it
on
just
the club.
An umbrella DJ term.
Yeah, the club or the club night. What the theme is. What they're doing. I'm always seeing ads for Calvin Harris and Steve Aoki and Tiesto. They're going to be at whatever club in Vegas Saturday night. Another club in Atlantic City.
Like,
whatever.
If you go see a Calvin Harris DJ show. Is he only playing Calvin Harris music or
no?
He's just DJing. He's playing whatever
the vibe is.
But he also composes his songs.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
so
I just looked up the how much. So Calvin Harris makes $46 million a year just from DJing.
Mm-hmm.
That is great money.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's huge.
You mentioned Tiesto. He makes $32 million. Steve Aoki is at the bottom of the list. He makes 14. Skrillex makes 16 million.
Poor.
Cascade makes 16. Afro.
And this isn't for their albums.
This is
just for DJing.
DJing appearances, exactly.
Incredible.
I know. It's great. Yeah, get that son of yours in there, girl.
Well, remember when we went to Vegas 5 years ago or whatever
just
it was.
More than that. Even.
Was it Lil Jon?
Lil Jon was there.
That was the guy, the shots guy.
Yeah, and that's I would see ads for him. He's still doing the same thing in Vegas.
So that was just an appearance.
Yeah.
And that club, he drew. Well, it was packed, and we went.
We didn't go because of him.
No, but we were in a club that was packed, and he was the big draw.
Mm-hmm.
And all he did was stand up on a mic and scream, you know, let's drink. The end. That's all he did.
Right.
So I'm looking up Paris Hilton, how much she gets paid. And it's hard to get an exact figure, but it's anywhere between $5 to $10 million a year for DJing.
So she makes that on top of whatever her Paris money is. Well, good for her.
Yep. How much do you say again, Uman?
Five to ten million. Five to ten.
She's worth 100.
You know what's funny?
She just does this for fun.
Uh-huh.
When we were having our daughter, we weren't sure at first. Well, I was pretty sure it was going to be a boy. And I just assumed because there's all boys in my family. And as we were talking about names, the missus, her grandpa's name is Hilton, the first name.
Mm.
And I was like, it's such a cool name, but you just couldn't.
Nope.
You couldn't.
You couldn't.
Ah! Like, it's a cool name. I mean, I can imagine at the time. And the dude, you see pictures that he was a businessman and made lots of deals or whatever. Like, kind of hip dude. The pictures, he looks pretty cool. Hilton's a cool name. But no way. Because you think that.
They have definitely taken the stock in that name down. Sorry to say.
Right.
Another name that would be terrible for, I think, that kind of has that same kind of stigma would be Baron. I don't think you could get away with that one either.
Well, Baron's a little pretentious sounding anyway.
Yeah.
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 I'm looking at the top 10 worst names for boys.
Oh, really?
The worst names?
Number one, I mean, it's...
Where's this from? BuzzFeed?
The top 10s.com.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Top 10 worst names for boys.
So, he was a really famous baseball player, but Gaylord.
Oh.
Is that one gone for good?
That's a tough one.
It's an old one.
Yeah.
Another one is Dick. Mm-hmm. You can actually name, I guess it was popular back in the day, but Seaman used to be.
Seaman?
Yeah.
As in S-E-A?
Yeah, as in S-E-A.
Hmm.
What do you think about that?
A bad one.
Yeah, you don't want to.
I don't.
You can't bring that one back.
My son, Seaman.
Some people name their kid Elmo, I guess, to this day.
I don't mind Elmo.
You don't mind Elmo?
I think Elmo's kind of cute.
Elmo.
There's worse names, like
Seaman. I know Elmer.
Yeah, Seaman, you can't.
That's the worst one.
The rest are kind of...
And usually Dick is short for Richard, right. Which you go just Rich or Richard or...
Ricky.
Ricky, right.
Cannon. I think Cannon.
Cannon?
Cannon's not as bad as Seaman.
No.
There's Cannon. if I have to choose between the two.
Right.
There's a name used to be Ib. I-B. Ib.
Ib? That's kind of cute. Hey, Ibby.
I could even see Gaylord coming back as I mean.
You can?
Well, yeah. Went through, you know, through the 70s and 80s as we were kids. That was an epithet that people would throw around.
Right.
But it's used a lot less now. And 20 years from now, it will have been completely removed from any kind of use.
Yes, it's bad. I don't know, man. The playground's a rough place. I don't care what day and age it is.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't matter what your name is. You're going to get some crap for it. And Gaylord seems like a tough one to saddle a kid with.
All right.
I'm looking at some other...
Nothing as good as Seaman.
Well, the popular girl's name back in the day was Shady.
Shady? Shady would be tough now.
Yeah.
A couple
people for a while were naming their kid Vegas.
Not that bad.
That's not too bad.
Oh, it's not?
It's not the worst. It's not as bad as the other one.
Well, I mean, it is.
That's a bad one.
Gaudy. Despicable place, raider stealing place on the planet, but whatever.
There are a few people for a little while, they're naming their kid Cartier.
Oh.
That's
pretentious.
Yeah.
And
really?
Then when the Robin Williams movie was out, Patch was a real famous.
Patch is cute.
That is
cute.
Patch.
It sounds like a name for a dog, but if you want to name your kid that, there's worse names.
Sure.
Okay, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, the Texas State it's fair time, everyone. So we'll do the latest deep fried foods. That's
all right.
Always fun. A hot trend for man pets and more after the radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, happy Monday. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon.
That's correct, everyone. Please join the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show and all of us at Alice as we support the Lupus Foundation of Northern California on September 9th for an event called Pour for a Cure. It's a wine event.
P-O-U-R.
Taste wine, fight lupus.
That's right. And the event's taking place in Santa Rosa. It's going to be a VIP 3-course luncheon, a wine social. And if you really want to make it a full day, they're doing this huge, big grape escape at 9 a.m. And I guess you'll get to see some incredible wineries.
That's nice.
So all the info is on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
All right.
Check
the event's not till September, but we'll be promoting it for the next few weeks here.
All right. The Radio Alice Report. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our website. Okay, before I get, because on Sunday night I have two tasks that have to be done before I can go to bed, I have to bring this up now, and then I'll get to some news stories.
Okay.
So I have to watch Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Have to.
Yeah.
Even though the kid is like, I gotta come through. I'll close my eyes. I'm walking by with my eyes closed. Like, pause.
Not distracting at all.
What the hell are you doing? Just go
to bed.
Well, no, well, yeah, sure, if that was possible. Mm. But yeah, she's just been told she can't come see this show, so she keeps coming by the show. Okay, Game of Thrones. Which one of the characters was Arya masked as?
Was she masked in this last episode?
I'm asking you. She
wasn't
in it.
No.
So
she wasn't.
Which one was she?
She wasn't in it.
Are you sure?
No.
But you want to know what's crazy about Arya? Well, go ahead and say your next
thing.
Are
you sure?
No, that's the no. I watched it and it ended and I went, okay, so the girl who can be masked didn't show up. So
yeah,
which one was she?
She's riding back to Winterfell.
Yeah.
She just
they
didn't
showed her in the previews
for next week.
Week's.
And you know what?
On
you know,
the hill looking
you know
at
what I thought about when I was sleeping about that?
Oh. What did you think about while you were sleeping?
She knows who Littlefinger is. Remember, she used to serve Peter Dinklage's dad, and Littlefinger came and visited him in like season 3.
Right.
And she had to hide. Remember that?
Yes.
So when she sees him, she's going to be like, you're a bad guy. You were with Peter Dinklage's dad. All right, what's your
interesting?
Other? Well, that I don't have it. That was the one thing I went. Everything else was laid right before you. Really, don't you think?
Pretty much. I did think, and I guess you know. Spoiler alert: we are if we're gonna talk a little bit about Game
of
Thrones.
Yeah,
Bran, that guy's a dud now.
Like,
dude, perk up. It's your sister.
Give him
her
no
a smile.
More lines. Cut that guy out.
Just let him tell Jon Snow who he really is, and then
he
let's
forgot
like,
how
forget
to
about
act
that
or
guy.
Something.
He did. He's just like,
maybe he's bored with his own character.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And then, but that was funny because you thought it was either going to be Bran or Arya who was showing up at Winterfell.
Yeah.
And they say, someone's at the gate. I'm like, oh my God, it's one of them. It had to be him. And then the other thing,
he's a dud, huh? Even though he can see everything.
Yeah. But, dude, you know, perk
well,
it up,
the
dude.
Yeah, perk the world perk is on the kid.
Mm.
You know, it seemed like the old three-eyed crow, he seemed, you know, at least like into his job. So the other thing that I know is going to stick with me was the Ilaria Sand and her daughter in the dungeon with Cersei.
Cersei is really good at being awful.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She's so good at it.
But that lady did kill her daughter.
The same way.
And it was I just felt like, damn, that's super cruel. And yet it's like, well,
an eye for an
if
eye.
If I was the queen and that bitch had killed my daughter, I thought she was going to give her to the mountain, but this is, but what a horrible thing, what's going to play out. And we'll probably never see that character again. She's in the dungeon until she dies, and someone's going to die first.
We were all predicting at dinner how Cersei was going to kill somebody, and none of us chose.
No, that was good.
A make out on the mouth.
Yeah.
Yep. The kiss of death.
That is literally the kiss of death.
Right.
Literally.
And speaking of that, the speaking of poison, how about that last scene?
Big reveal. Big
Jamie
reveal.
Jamie and Elena, is that her name? Lady Elena? Lady Olema?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tyrell. That was cool.
The Tyrell lady.
Yeah,
that
I
was
liked
cool.
It.
She quickly drinks the poison and then says what she wants to say.
Right.
Like, you can't take the poison away from me now and torture me. And I just want you to know, and I want Cersei to know. Yeah. Oh, so good. That show. Oh,
well. I just watched the first one of this season last
night.
Oh,
you're way behind.
Yeah.
Oh. What'd you think of the opening scene with the old man and poisoning the whole family?
Oh, that was great.
I had no idea it was going to be who it was. Well, that's why I'm saying
I feel like that person's
hiding amongst the show last night. And at some point we're going to go, she was there.
Yeah, yeah.
She was there.
She told the girl to not drink.
Right.
I told John, oh, that's because da-da-da-da-da.
Right, bad stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you saw that guy get it at the end of last season, so it stands to reason, you know. Hey, what's that guy doing here?
All right, well, I have
okay,
to get
so
that
that's
out.
Thing
no,
one that
no,
you
that's
have to
it.
Do.
Well, the Big well, Brother thing is the other thing,
yes,
and
yeah.
I we don't have to get into that, but I wanted, because I make a point of seeing it in real time and watching the damn thing, yep. And even through the kid trying to ruin all my good times or... Pause. I'll wait. Okay. Bye. Click. Back on. 2 seconds later, she's behind the thing. Hi.
What is she walking through for?
To bother me.
Yeah.
To see the TV show that only adults can watch.
Is your girlfriend sitting there with you as
no.
this is happening? Oh, so you're alone and she's just bothering you.
I'll just go to any room they're not in. And watch the darn thing, and then she tries to find a way through.
Can I ask a question
yeah.
about something you said last week
mm-hmm.
about setting up a home office for Christina?
She starts today.
I know, it's huge. Congratulations to her on her new job at Salesforce. But I was thinking, like, what room in the house was available for this?
Yeah, what room in the house?
So is this your man cave?
Well, I don't really have a man. I've never had a man cave. I had a man cave in the house in San Jose when we lived there, my own room
uh-huh.
where I did guitar and
mm-hmm.
whatever.
So, where's the guitar it's room the, now?
Well, I'm getting squeezed out big time. I've slowly but surely lost. I told you.
So in that the is
bedroom,
the room.
I've got a piece of the bed, and then downstairs I've got this one drawer where I keep my checkbook and yep. my little bills thing.
And then your clothes.
Envelopes. My clothes are in the guest room where there's a big bed that, you know, Sandy or Maria would stay in.
So maybe that'll be your new, you can move your guitar
in there. No, that's where the office is.
Oh.
That's the office.
So it's a guest room and
an office. It was a guest room and my guitar room. Now it's the guest room and her office.
What's going to happen when, like, your mom comes and stays?
Then she will stay in the guest room and then get up and walk out the door so that the missus can walk in and
go to
office
work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's multi-use.
Wow. So where's the guitar right now? Is it still in there? I mean, it could be a multiple.
Well, that's
you could always put your headphones on and play.
You know what? It's so funny that you're bringing this up, because this has been a struggle that
uh-huh.
I'm dealing with right
well,
now.
Well, I wondered about. I was like, hold on a second. I think he's in the
no, it's just
third
this,
bedroom.
I'm in the middle of one of the things I did this weekend was scan a bunch of the papers I use for lessons and music and things that I'm studying onto the computer, because I've got these papers, and if I'm I need to bring them with me, and if I'm not in this room and this isn't my desk, where will I be? And
right.
So I had to scan them all, so at least I can bring the laptop and pull them up wherever
right.
I can.
He'll be in the garage.
Who knows where I'll be, but it's we're in the middle of figuring that out.
Okay, I just wondered. I didn't mean to bring up a sore spot, but I was wondering, where's the man?
I actually agree with, she hasn't even said. That's her office.
Right.
That's where she works.
Mm-hmm.
She has to have a spot.
Yeah. Well, she could have one in the master bedroom. Oh, no, she couldn't, because you go to bed so early.
Well, also because, and we even talked about it. She's like, so I'm going to get up out of bed and then walk right to the desk here. That's not, I don't know.
What if there's traffic in the hallway? I mean, it's just,
I don't know, man. Anyway, yeah, it's weird. Changes are afoot. Mm. Changes are happening.
Are you stressed out?
It's well, I can tell you this about it if you want to. It's been weird. It's been hard to, I've got my deal set. I know where I need to be, and I know what I do, and her whole thing has been in motion the entire time we've been together, and that's a weird thing for someone who's rigid like me and needs to know where I am.
Because that's normal for her. That's normal for a lot of people in Silicon Valley. There's a lot of change happening all the time.
Well, and I'll say it at the risk of sounding like, you know, a pig, but also for women who are moms and employees and friends and partners. There's so many different
moving
she's
parts.
Being pulled so many different directions, and I don't know how she does it all, but B, watching it, it's just a lot of transition, and it makes me sort of go like, okay, I'll just try to roll with this, because I don't really roll with stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're all right. You've been very supportive.
You've eased up over the years.
I know, but that's because out of necessity, not because I want to. And as she's had to switch jobs, I'm like, okay, we're switching jobs. Fine. That's good.
Sounds fun.
As we're adding a kid to the mix. Oh, my God. Here we go. We got all this going on. Then she was working. Then she wasn't working. And now she's backed up. So we'll see. I'm sure there's people out there relating to this. There must be.
She's in the city this week, right?
This week for training, yeah.
You going to meet her for lunch?
No, but tonight I'm rolling. It's dad solo.
Dad. I see.
Solo dad this week. So I'll be doing dinner.
Oh, that'll be great.
Baths.
All the fun stuff.
Bedtime.
At the same damn time.
At the same. Well, I'm probably just going
to
say,
like, get in bed with me. Let's skip the part where we try and put you to bed and I got to go to sleep.
Are you able to put your kid?
You're exactly right.
I know.
That's how that's going to go.
Yeah.
Are you able to put your kid to bed faster than your girlfriend?
No, there's no possible. Well, yes, because I'm going to say get in bed with me. We're going to bed at 9 o'clock.
Oh, 9.
Does it work?
Well, it's going to have to work. All right. She'll probably go some talking, and I'll go bedtime.
Yeah.
Texas State. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, everyone. I didn't mean
it's
to chew up
fault.
My whole break.
I shouldn't have asked.
It's life.
It is. I'm into it.
It's pretty hairball.
Yeah. And it's summer, you know? Mm-hmm. We're just relaxed. Having fun.
I just imagine I hope that there were people out there that can relate. It's very strange to see women watching her try to find what works.
Mm-hmm.
Full-time work, but she wants to be a mom, and the two things
once everything
oppose
settles
each other, and there's
and
no doubt
home.
That having a new kid... If they're sick, they're sick.
Yeah.
And there's your employer going, you're missing again today? It's been crazy. Anyway, the Texas State Fair is on, and time it happens, we hear about deep fried...
Blank.
Name it.
Fill in the blank.
So here are some of the new creations that you may or may not find yourself getting a chance to try. It's always weird. Actually, some of these aren't deep fried. Tamale donut?
Oh.
What is that exactly?
I don't have a picture of
Maybe
it.
It's like a
donut with meat in it?
Yeah, but made like out of a corn dough.
Fried redneck wedding cake balls.
What's a redneck wedding cake ball?
I have to imagine. Well, I mean.
Is that like those, you know, those cake balls that were on
the
stick?
Yeah, exactly right. Except what's redneck
cake? Yeah, what's
cake?
Redneck wedding about them? They got like chicken feathers stuck in them? Or?
I have no idea.
Or is it just some...
A spare tire on there? Like, I don't know what's...
Is that supposed to be a shot at, like, low-budget cake? Like,
maybe.
So it's called a redneck cake ball?
Yeah.
Redneck wedding cake balls.
So you know those, like, little cake ball things on
a
stick?
Yeah, like a lollipop.
So they put a bunch of them together, and they make a cake.
You get it?
Yeah.
So they just take a bunch of the little pieces of cake, mush them together, and make it into a cake, and that's so these are just deep fried cake balls.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of them arranged so it looks like
Texas, a cake. But it's Texas, so they put the redneck wedding part in there.
Deep fried Fruit Loops are on the list of new fun flavors you'll get to try if you go to the Texas State Fair this year. Deep fried chicken noodle soup on a stick.
How do they do that?
Chicken noodle soup is good.
Yeah,
I can't argue with you about that. But how do they deep fry it? Like, what part of the soup gets fried? Or is it just like a piece of chicken wrapped with a noodle dipped in the... Mm-hmm.
If you poured chicken noodle soup into the oil, would it clump together immediately?
No idea, Evan.
Maybe just the noodle part. Like the ramen noodle.
Yeah.
Or maybe you put it in a cup and or some kind of metal cup, dip it into the oil, and then it's cooking...
Maybe.
In the shape of whatever
that is. Oh, and then maybe there's like a top on it that's like a, you know, a lid. That's a piece of
fried Texas dirt.
Oh, really?
It looks like they're using Oreos.
They really have gotten to the end.
It looks like they're using Oreos to make the dirt. And beer battered beef jerky, everyone. Among the flavors. New fried flavors. From the
Texas.
We're not
going to
the
Texas State Fair.
I would try that because I love beef jerky.
Oh.
What about the dirt?
The dirt, if it's Oreos, sure, I'll try it.
Yeah. Listen, we'll try any of those things.
Oreos are good. Yeah. 916 says, we're taking the brunt of the heat wave in Sacktown. It's been over 100 every day for what seems like forever.
Yeah.
Save us.
Well, we don't know how. It has been, it was very pleasant. I expected the heat wave and was surprised by how pleasant it was this weekend.
Good.
So
I got
I'm sorry to hear that.
Saturday, like at 11. Wasn't bad at all.
Sure.
It's fine.
I'm sorry to hear that you're suffering in the Central Valley and inland.
Someone wrote in, by the way, our text number is 800-400-3697, a picture of Cersei, and they say, there is no excuse for this wig on a show with a big budget.
Oh, right? That's what I kept thinking. It's a terrible little wig.
Oh, I don't even notice it.
You don't?
Not really. I actually kind of like her hair right now. But now that you're saying that, I guess it, you know, if I really think about it, it's a wig. I just like her whole look. I love the...
Oh, she's so evil.
Like the black outfit she's wearing
she
now.
She is evil
queen.
Too.
She
God.
Is.
And even Daenerys
the joy
is
she took in
it.
That.
A black outfit.
Yeah.
Daenerys, I hate to say it, she's kind of ruined for me from that cover of the Rolling Stone. She's just totally different than Daenerys.
Right. She's great at that part, though. She plays her well.
It's almost over.
What are you, just trying to rub my nose in it?
Well, I mean, it's almost
over. After this coming weekend, it'll be more than half over.
Wow.
It's less than half over right now, but it will be more then. Big memorial service and more coming up in the trash.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.